Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday, the 13th of February. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the year 2015, and we're so glad to have you on board trying to figure out what is going on in the news. And if you're watching television, you're probably pretty confused. If you watched yesterday on television, you probably saw the president, if you were doing much television watching, making a big promotion for veterans, which was about as phony as it can get. And I'm going to call out him on why it was phony. Josh, I just can't believe that we have a president that, I mean, actually thinks we have no brain and we can't see through what he's doing. You know, the majority of people must be able,
I
like
guess
that.
That's what they're assuming, yeah.
Yeah, it is really disgusting. But of course, now ISIS is seizing the town of al-Baghdadi. Now, if anybody believes al-Baghdadi is a real guy, cartoon character if you've seen him, that's what it's all about. ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. And have you noticed how they have dropped off the vaccine issue here? They did that huge, big push to fake everybody into believing that got to get vaccines, and telling everybody you're going to be put in jail. Then the last thing was you're going to be taxed if you don't
really
give a vaccine to your children.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, they said it costs $10,000 per person getting an illness from not being vaccinated.
What?
Now, where do they come up with that?
Really? Because
yeah.
I'm pretty sure when my kids get sick, it may cost a little bit of oil of oregano and silver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which isn't $10,000 worth.
Yeah. But that's what they're going to do, is tax you and make you pay for, hopefully it's not going to be the whole $10,000, it's just crazy. And you're listening to this and thinking, do they really think we buy into all this? Well, anyway, we have decided today to bring to you Don Richardson, who's going to join us at 9 o'clock. Don is with the NVIC Advocacy Center. Now, NVICAdvocacy.com has all the 50-plus bills there that have been placed into the states to vaccinate your children mandatorily.
Right. They're trying to take away all the exemptions and
yep.
everything. Yeah. Wow.
We're going to find out what those all consist of. 50-some bills. It's not good.
The logic of it is just, it blows me away. You know, you don't vaccinate your kids, but everyone else is vaccinated, but they're going to punish you because they're scared the vaccinated kids will get sick?
Yep.
It just doesn't make sense.
And get this. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals.
What?
Can
like a
you
voucher
believe that
or something? That's crazy.
In Texas, they probably shoot you up right there. They take.
That's what I want. A McDonald's worker poking me with a
yeah.
needle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Don't you want that? I mean, this is crazy. And also, there have been some children taken away from their parents now because of non-vaccination. So we got a lot to talk about today. But this issue of vaccines. See, they did this big rush, the bums rush on back. You know, it's so bad. It's so bad. You got to get vaccinated, and then they move away from it. They move away from it so that everybody's all convinced now and the discussion's over and we've laid out the facts for you, which were no facts, but they make you think that they have, that everybody needs to be vaccinated. And I was talking to somebody on the phone last night who is not a Power Hour person, and they said, so what's your opinion on vaccinations? Well, I think that's probably the last thing they asked on the phone call. But
how much time do you have?
Yeah, I know. I said, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Obviously, you don't know anything about where I come from. But the bottom line is, there are so many problems with vaccines. I would never vaccinate, nor would I ever take another vaccination as long as I live. But that's my own personal opinion. And if you decide not to vaccinate, make sure you have good reasons, because there might be something that comes down the road that you have to be accountable for. Hey, 5 reasons why microwave oven cooking is harming your health. I bet you don't want to hear that. And how can you make a mistake when using garlic as an antibiotic? We got lots to talk about on the Power Hour today. Thank you, Josh, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost Day Art gifts. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles. Deliver to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be talking about what the main stories on television are. Now, a lot of people say to me, Joyce, I don't want to know what the main stories are on television. I don't care about that. Well, what we care about is what is leading up to maybe the next third world war. And I think it's kind of relevant to our daily lives. So we follow that. Not that we follow any, like, Hollywood stories or celebrity stories, anything like that. No. But I do follow what's happening on television because I think it is super relevant that we know where they're headed in advance because we can prepare ourselves. And I again think that people need to be preparing themselves mentally, physically, spiritually, getting it all together now. I mean, that is so critical. So it's all about you, it's all about your family, and it's all about doing the things that you need to do because it is going to come down around our necks one of these days.
I'm afraid so.
Yeah. And is it going to be war with Russia? I kind of think we're headed in that direction.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the good cop, bad cop is the scenario is waning in my mind anyway. Let's move into the international news because Ukraine and Russia is part of the big story. What Russia is allegedly doing. The first day after, though, the Minsk agreement They say that Kiev forces resume shelling of Donbas. So, lasted one day. Ukrainian artillery resumed heavy shelling of Donetsk and Luhansk early Friday in the immediate wake of the Minsk peace accords. 10 people, including small children, were killed and scores injured in Ukraine's war-ravaged Donbas region early Friday as Ukrainian artillery resumed its shelling of areas in and around Donetsk and Luhansk.
That's, I mean, awful. Bombing your own people, you know. The public utilities are cut off. We're in the middle of winter.
I know. I can't even conceive of the viciousness of people doing these things, you know, and for... the U.S. may roll back Russian sanctions if the Minsk agreements are enacted. And the U.S. could lift Russian sanctions. But obviously the Minsk agreements are not being implemented. So said U.S. Secretary of State anti-war guy John Kerry. The White House praised the Minsk deal on Thursday, saying it was a potentially significant step. You know, yesterday we talked about the lethal weapons that the U.S. wants to give to Ukraine. I love that term, lethal weapons, lethal weapons. I mean, you might as well just say we want to kill anybody and everybody that we can. Global research says the real suspense of the Ukrainian crisis centers on the legalization of the U.S. lethal weapons supply to Kiev to protect it against Russian aggression. And by the way, it's not going to do anything to protect it from Russia. Russia has a few war toys of their own.
I think Russia is well more advanced than we give them credit for.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot. There's a little bit of information you can find on some of the, you know, really strange weapons that they've had for a long time, you know, and so some of them are a little scary.
We also control the space station, too. So, I mean, if they wanted to turn and aim it at us,
yeah, and
they could.
And now our GPS system and...
Yeah, and everything else they control. It is a game. Anyway, it's unclear precisely what sort of weapons would be needed to give Kiev an advantage. I mean, think about it. If you were going to do lethal weapons and give them a bunch of weapons, which ones would you choose? I don't know. I mean, they've got ones that will blind you, ones that can take your hearing away. I mean, but those are non-lethal, they say, but you might as well just kill the people because I think it probably will. But in the war against Novorossiya, Kiev has been using small arms and armored vehicles, multiple launch rocket systems, artillery cluster and phosphorus ammunition, tactical missiles, and until recently, aircraft. As of last fall, the militia had destroyed almost all of Ukraine's airworthy military aircraft.
Wow.
What can you believe out of all of this? And BBC now has aired. Remember when the Maidan fighter, event took place about a year ago, in which this whole mess was started. The massacre on Kiev's Maidan left about 50 dead. Well, the BBC is now airing footage of an opposition fighter who says he fired at police in the early morning that day, bringing into question the popular narrative that riot police had fired first. Remember, we can't even figure out who fired first, at least for a year now. They've been trying to work that one out.
Yeah, they're calling him Sergey. He says, I was shooting downward at their feet. Of course, I could have hit them in the arm or anywhere, but I didn't shoot to kill. I mean, why on earth would you try to start something, you know, when in such a volatile position? Yeah, it's just stupid.
Anyway, China met with Russia. China's finance minister met with Russia's finance minister, and they've now decided that the economy of Russia is self-sufficient and sanctions will not kill it. Unlike most Western economies that are suffering from a debt bubble, Russia's problems are caused by outside hits. And that's, of course, an RT story, so you know where that's coming from. And RT wants to restart gas talks with Russia with Russia and Ukraine. They will resume energy talks with Russia, Ukraine, in hopes of avoiding gas problems during the winter of 2015. We're kind of like there, aren't we?
Well, I'd say that the EU probably needs Russian gas.
Oh, but yeah, absolutely. And I like this story here because remember what I told you about the transfer of weapons? When the United States is not supposed to be transferring weapons, we transship them because we are so stealth, you know, or I don't think they even need to be stealth anymore. They can just do it. But they transship weapons through other countries. And I told you about that during the Gulf War, the first Gulf War in 1991, that when they went into the bunker complexes at Camisea and all the other bunker complexes, they found weapons that were from the United States, but they had gone through Jordan. They had been transshipped through Jordan to get there, to make it look like, hey, we didn't do anything wrong. We just aided and abetted a guy that we knew was going to go to war with another country, Kuwait. And so we went in and aided and abetted and armed him so that he would be able, so they'd be able to have a fair fight. Well, we know what happened as a result of that. Well, now the U.S. says they need to increase defense cooperation between the United States and Jordan again. Why? Four U.S. representatives introduced a bipartisan bill in the U.S. House of Representatives to increase defense cooperation between the United States and U.S. ally Jordan in the fight against the Islamic State. Now, don't tell me that these guys just go, these four guys just get together and say, hey, here's an idea for a bill.
Yeah.
No. They're called into a room and said, here's what you're going to introduce. Now, go get some support for
right.
this. Anyway, the bill would change the Arms Export Control Act by placing Jordan on a list of U.S. allies that Congress may sell military gear to quickly in war situations.
Right. Is it our job to ensure Jordan that Jordan can take care of their problems? I mean, we can't even handle
everybody.
Our
own. It's our job to make sure every country.
Because we have so much money.
Yeah, because we have so much money and we can go and sell our weapons to them and make them all armed so they can all fight each other and that we can benefit when we go in finally and say, okay, are you guys all worn down now? Okay, we're going to take you over. And that's basically what happens. Anyway, so now they want to effectively make it legal that we can transship through Jordan. We don't have to be, you know, surreptitious about it, or we don't have to be, you know, covert about it any longer. That the U.S., that Congress may sell military gear quickly to Jordan in situations so that they can transship it to any country they want.
They're talking about having joint military exercises, and this is a strange group of words, and personal exchanges to take place between the United States and Jordan. Now, what does that mean?
Do you notice how they're using
bags of cash?
Yeah, personal exchanges. They are using a lot of words lately that almost mean nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you scratch your head, but then the average person who thinks he's smart doesn't want to ask the question of what does that mean, because they think they'll look stupid. So they go, oh, I have personal exchanges. Oh, okay.
I'm not afraid to look stupid.
Well, I think
yeah, what does that mean, personal exchanges?
There's so many words. I mean, it's like in the new veterans bill that the president came out, you know, being such a buffoon about. And it means, well, anyway,
it's vagueness, so they're covered.
Yes.
You know, that
yes.
They won't get in trouble for saying something, so they just keep it, you know, in the gray area, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And it sounds like that, you know, the nutty professor that used to say a whole lot and you never said anything? You never heard of the nutty professor? And he would just use words and words and words and words, and it never meant anything. That kind of sounds like most of our legislation now. Anyway, John Cornyn wants to introduce a resolution which welcomes the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to speak to Congress about Iran's nuclear program and the problems that the jihadist terrorist threat means to us. Now, think about that. Why don't these guys figure a way to get the country out of debt, make something in this country, do something of some value, instead a resolution to welcome Netanyahu?
Yeah, how much money was spent on, you know, coming up with this resolution?
Yeah.
And how much time, how many aides were paid? It just, that's
well, right.
What's the, I still don't understand.
And
the
bringing
big deal
him
about
over here
right.
and giving him first-class five-star hotel and. And it just amazes me that they want to bring him over here to talk about Iran's nuclear program. You know why he's coming over here? Because they want, Israel wants to attack Iran. And they can't do it without the United States.
Right.
He's coming over here on a PR stunt move to try and get the United States to support bombing and moving back to the Middle Ages, Iran.
Well, and he has an election coming up March 17th, so this might be a good little promotion for him. Yeah.
Sure. All the dual citizens voting for him, probably. And the jihadist terror threat. like we need somebody else to talk to us about the jihadist terror threat. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. And they have captured al-Baghdadi. We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed things
dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Did you hear that, that they have now announced that we were wrong about that cholesterol thing? Oh, never mind. Fatty foods do not cause cholesterol problems.
Wow.
Butter is not a problem. Eggs are not a problem. Bacon's not a problem. Oops, that's not what causes it. But did they tell you what causes it? High cholesterol? No. But we've been telling you for years and years and years, it is sugar. Sugar causes a cholesterol deposit by nicking the arteries and laying down the cholesterol in the veins and in the circulatory system. And we've got lots of people that have been writing about this, talking about this for a long period of time. And think about all the money that was spent on the promotion of that campaign.
Well, and how many people died from the pharmaceuticals they've given for high cholesterol.
That's right.
How many people have lost their lives?
And they're not telling you about the real problems. Well, this morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to have on the show in the second hour of the Power Hour, Vanny Hari, who is the food babe. And we're going to talk to her about the things that the food makers are doing, whether it be restaurants like Subway, because she won't eat at Subway now. For a lot of reasons, and we're going to find out why. And she is really, when it comes to being careful about your diet, wow, she is extremely careful about her diet. And John DiNardo just sent me an article about you're putting cancer into your shopping cart, which is so incredibly true. Oh, yeah. So we're going to talk to her at 8 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock we're going to be talking about vaccine regulations that are coming down the pike. And if you don't get busy and speak out, it's going to be part of your world, and you don't want that. Anyway, getting back to al-Baghdadi, the city of al-Baghdadi in Iraq was taken by ISIS militants on Thursday, a few miles from an air base with U.S. Marines. Now, listen to this story. I just can't believe that they would put this out. Now, this comes from Epic Times. But a rumor that was being spread on social media sites. Oh, you can take that to the insolvent bank. The rumor is that on special media sites and several blogs said that 300 Marines were trapped at a nearby base. Now, is that a U.S. military base or is that an ISIS base?
Yeah.
Do they have their bases now? I don't know.
One in the same, I would say.
At a nearby base, and said that Iraqi officials lost contact with them. Another rumor, hey, why don't we just get some facts here and tell what really happened? But no, we want to give you all the rumors, Epic Times does. Another rumor claimed that Ramadi City, located about 50 miles from al-Baghdadi, was also taken. But that hasn't been confirmed either. We just wanted to throw it out there to confuse you. And to make you upset that they would trap 300 Marines. Mainstream news outlets have not reported on 300 Marines or any U.S. soldiers in Iraq being trapped by ISIS or the Islamic State, which is known as ISIL. Now, why do they keep putting in there known as ISIL? And why does the president always call it ISIL? There's got to be a legal reason for that. But I think this story is just amazing that they would even throw it out there in the first place and want you to consume this. Isn't it amazing that this ISIS group that is a bunch of ragtag people that all they seem to do is walk up and down a deserted area with a black flag can take over entire, you know, thousands of miles of people?
Right. I don't know. I don't know what the point of this story is, because even the Pentagon spokesman, Navy Commander Alisa Smith, told Reuters that there was fighting in al-Baghdadi, but it didn't spread to the base. And so they have this, you know, big long story about rumors, and then they have a spokeswoman saying, you know, it's not confirmed. What is the point?
No, there is no point except for to confuse you and to get you to think 300 Marines were...
Well, and to build up the idea of ISIS.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And you remember yesterday they had the story that the Marines in Yemen laid down their weapons and ran to the airport.
What?
Yeah, they laid down their weapons, ran to the airport because of...
How many Marines have you ever heard of laying down their weapons?
That's the story, though, and they're sticking to it.
Wow.
And they turned over all their weapons and their equipment to the Houthis and then scrambled out of there.
Really?
Makes Marines look a little bit bad. We're going to be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? And it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah.
Back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. That is beautiful. Who is that?
That's the late Jeff Buckley, the song Hallelujah in 432 megahertz.
432.
Yep.
That is beautiful.
Yes.
Wow.
One of my favorite songs.
Getting back to all the ugly news in the world, did you know that the U.S. has dropped to 49th in World Press Freedom Rankings? Worst since Obama became president, or probably since there's been any president. 49th in World Press Freedom.
Yeah, the countries ahead of us are Malta, Niger, Burkina Faso.
Burkina Faso.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not sure where that is. El Salvador, Tonga, Chile, and Botswana. They all have
That's where you want to move. Yeah, that's where you want to move for more freedom. Yeah, and we are going over there and taking over all those countries because they hate our freedom, I guess. Anyway, Netherlands has now shuttered their embassy in Yemen as tensions mount. Netherlands said Thursday it was temporarily closing their diplomatic mission in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, due to political tensions and mounting insecurity in the volatile country. Turkey's news agency reports from Amsterdam that the staff has already been evacuated. So they're wanting you to know that there's major problems in Yemen because we're going to be going to Yemen before long.
Most
I can
likely.
Guarantee you they are setting the stage for that. And remember, all of our Marines were so scared, they laid down their weapons, gave them to the Houthis, and they left. Went and jumped on an airplane. And, of course, they showed yesterday all of the, Chevrolet makes that big, what's that big vehicle?
The Hummer?
No, the Chevrolet makes a big...
Suburban?
Yeah, Suburban. Showed all these Suburbans that had been turned over to the Houthis.
First of all, I want to say that I know Chevy doesn't make the Hummer. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I was just throwing something out there. But they gave brand new Suburbans.
A whole bunch of
them.
They're
only like $50,000, $60,000 each. You know?
Yeah, they just turned them all over and said, here, you can take all of our vehicles, take our weapons. We just want out of here because we're scared. I mean, that's the way they made the story sound.
One of the hardest stories to believe.
I know.
I've heard in a while.
Can you see a Marine going, hey, Houthi, man, you guys are, you're bad dudes, man. We are out of here. I don't know. We're making our military look so weak and so miserably ineffective in all of these places. It's like we can't win a war anywhere.
Right.
Everybody's tougher than the U.S. I mean, we fought in... Now, you know, if a parent was really to get realistic and say, wait a minute, you sent my son, my daughter over there, and they died in Iraq, and now ISIS controls the areas that they fought and died in and gave their lives for. But parents, I don't think, want to come to that conclusion because that would be too hard to ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Anyway, Goldman Sachs says that too much physical oil could send prices plummeting. Now, oil's going back down again, and they were talking yesterday in terms of oil at $20 a barrel.
No.
So what are they trying to do? I don't know, but they're saying that getting all this oil on the market is going to really create a problem. And then looking at the port situation, this is amazing. Josh and I, before the show, were looking at the pictures in this article on the ports and how they are now having a labor dispute. So these ships are backed up, and I mean they are backed up. Ships are backed up, and trucks are backed up, and have been that way for quite a while. And I was just wondering just how much Chinese chicken is on board those ships that is, you know, getting really rank at this point. Anyway, the they're calling it a catastrophic shutdown now of America's supply chain. Stunning photos of the West Coast port congestion. Zero Hedge is reporting on this. Check that out and see those pictures. It's a lockout that they're doing with the labor and dock workers. And a union and their bosses are having a disagreement, and nobody's doing anything, and there's lots of ships and trucks just sitting there.
And these ships are huge. They're over 1,000 feet long, some
mm-hmm.
of them.
It is amazing. It is amazing. So what's going to happen as a result of that, I don't know, but I can't even imagine. I don't know how long it's been going on, but it is not good.
I wonder what this is going to do to, I mean, it's not going to affect my food supply much because, you know, I try not to eat food that comes from giant, but, you know, as far as the general public's food supply, I'm wondering what this is going to do to the grocery store shelves.
Well, you know the prices are going to go up for sure.
If there's not food there to be had.
Yeah, if there's even any food there. Yeah, you're right. Goldman Sachs advisor. Oh, wait a minute. No. IRS apologizes. This is another one of those you've got to be kidding stories. For seizing hundreds of small business bank accounts. Can you imagine them sending out a letter saying, we want to apologize? The IRS, after much coercion from Congress, issued an apology and announced it's changing its policies after taking punitive action against otherwise law-abiding business owners who structured bank transactions to avoid federal reporting requirements.
Sorry.
So that's the least of the problems. What about the people you shot and killed and the houses you took away and the homes and the businesses and everything else that you took away, the farms, and in your need to show your strength? And then we get into the health news. There's lots of that. Did you know that McDonald's is giving free vaccines with Happy Meals in Texas? Amarillo, Texas. Can you imagine getting Happy Meals and free vaccines? Would you like a side of hepatitis A shot with your Happy Meal? As it turns out, your child just might be able to receive a number of significant vaccinations at the local McDonald's on behalf of the Department of Public Health. Well, they were shocked when they heard this from someone, so they checked it out and sure enough have documented that a group called Children's Foundation or Caring for, no, wait a minute, the City of Amarillo's Department of Public Health and the Caring for Children Foundation of Texas will offer vaccinations free from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday at McDonald's restaurant.
I would say if you genuinely cared about your children, you wouldn't even take them to McDonald's.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. The vaccinations will include meningococcal vaccine, which is required for 7th and 8th graders and for college students. The varicella vaccine, which is required for kindergarten, 1st grade, 7th and 8th.
They say required, but it's not, you know, these yeah. aren't actual requirements.
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry.
But they get a lot of people to believe that, though.
Right.
And then also the DTaP, DTaP vaccine booster. I don't even want to talk about it. It's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. But they'll do anything, and they will stop it.
I mean, it seems like a story from The Onion, you know? The,
yeah.
It's just,
yes, it does.
I cannot believe it.
They will stop at nothing, and they will do anything to get people vaccinated. And is that because they care about you? No. Then there's an article about how three naturopathic doctors cured cancer. And what they used, one of them used the Budwig protocol, one which is the cottage cheese and flaxseed oil. One used the Gerson therapy. And one used the B17. So you can read about that in the email blast and at the Power Hour News section. Striking similarities between vaccines and GMOs, both are untested and destroy life. But you don't know that unless you do your research. And if you believe what the television tells you, you have no idea what's really happening.
Well, and I've said this so many times. If you go to CDC.gov, you can look up vaccine ingredients. And if you're okay with putting formaldehyde and methanol and, you know, other types of mercury and monkey kidney liver cells and, you know, mm-hmm. just all kinds of really disgusting things into your children's bloodstream, then go right ahead. Otherwise, you know, make a real decision to look at those poisons yeah. that you're going to put in and, you know, decide whether or not. I personally could not, you know, stand at the judgment seat and knowingly give my child, you know, poison. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it.
I know. But who can give monkey kidney cells? Or
aborted, right?
Who can do that?
Well, if you just stay away from the biological stuff and just look at the chemical ingredients. I mean,
yeah.
they're all poisons. You go to a medical dictionary, look up the chemical ingredients, formaldehyde, methanol, go to a medical dictionary and look those things up. Mm-hmm. Toxic to the human body. But you're going to mm-hmm. inject it straight into your child's brain, you know, basically.
You know, a few years ago, they offered, I could forget how much, I think it was $50,000 or $100,000 to any doctor who would ingest the amount of mercury required in all the vaccines that children take?
No one would.
Not one taker. Yeah. Not one taker. Let's move on to living gluten-free. You know, celiac disease is something we hear a lot about, but a lot of people are not familiar with what it is. It's an autoimmune disease in which the body reacts to the protein found in gluten in a unique way. And with most food allergies, people experience a reaction immediately or within minutes of consuming the offending substance. But with celiac disease, the reaction occurs up to 72 hours later and can be extreme or it can largely go unnoticed, which can confuse and delay the diagnosis. T cells attack the lining of the small intestine in response to gluten being passed through the digestive tract. And over time, the villi, those are the little hairs in the intestine, in the digestive tract, the villi and the small intestine are damaged beyond repair, severely inhibiting the body's ability to absorb nutrients from food. So therein lies the problem. You cannot absorb the nutrients. And there are over 300 known symptoms of celiac disease. So if you want to know those 300 symptoms, they're all listed here. You can get the email blast. Sign up for the email blast. And by the way, if you sign up for the email blast, today you will get the list of towns that are involved in ICLEI and Agenda 21, the mayors that have signed on to that. And I want to thank Maggie for sending that to us. I appreciate that very much. But there are 300 symptoms of celiac disease. You know, we mostly know about the bloating and the pain. ADHD can be from celiac disease. Anemia, arthritis, anxiety, bone pain, bedwetting, chronic fatigue, constipation, delayed growth in puberty, and all kinds of things. So you can see a number of the lists there, a number of the symptoms there. And diet is the only treatment.
And there's a lot of non-food items also that are may not be gluten-free, like lip balm, lip gloss, lipstick.
Huh.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting? Supplements, pharmaceuticals, vitamin and mineral pills, over-the-counter medications, and Play-Doh as well.
Play-Doh.
Yeah, they mentioned right. Play-Doh because a lot of kids, you know.
Eat Play-Doh?
I guess, you know, if you don't keep your eye on them, they may.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's pretty, yeah. But here are some items that, following foods that contain gluten. Wheat, barley, bulgur, couscous, durum, einkorn, emmer, farina, farro, kamut, malt, myrrh, oats, unless they're labeled gluten-free, and you can get gluten-free oats, rye, seitan, semolina, spelt, and triticale.
You know, what's interesting, all these are like ancient grains that people have been eating for thousands of years.
Yes.
And just all of a sudden, now we're having a problem?
Well, they think it may have something to do with Roundup.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And the fertilizers. And the pesticides that have gone into the food. And a lot of people are saying don't eat anything with wheat or gluten in it and just stay away from it all. You don't know, and it's eventually going to harm everyone.
Well, what about, you know, strictly eating organic wheat or barley or couscous? Because I know I don't have a, like, we eat couscous and stuff, and, you know, I don't feel like I have a problem with it.
Well,
but
probably
we eat organic. You know, organically grown.
But it's the gluten that's in it. If it's organically grown, you know, it may be a lot healthier for you.
Yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
it
you
may
would
not affect you.
Remove the pesticide
right.
issue or possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think that probably if people were to go to organic, maybe before they quit it entirely, they might see a difference. I don't know, but I think it's worth. I think it's worth investigating, though, for sure. Chronic fatigue has finally been classified as a disease in the United States, and it has a new name. Are you ready for this? Systemic exertion intolerance disease, or SED for short, SEID, systemic exertion intolerance disease. Are you kidding me?
More complicated.
No, they got to make it a disease so they can get reimbursed for it from insurance.
Hmm.
So now it's an official disease. Uh-huh. And after years of dealing with this, chronic fatigue, you know, just means, you know, tired all the time, really. Well, now it's got an official thing that makes it sound a lot better, systemic exertion intolerance disease. Anyway, children were taken away from Christian parents to receive forced vaccinations. In 1991, Philadelphia had a measles outbreak that reportedly infected 1,400 people. 9 children reportedly died during the time. Reportedly died. Maybe, maybe not. 7 of them reportedly were from 2 fundamentalist Christian churches, where most members do not vaccinate their children. So during the media frenzy surrounding the measles and the MMR combo vaccine that includes measles, much like what we're seeing today over the Disney outbreak, which they say is a Disney outbreak, I don't believe it, public health officials stepped in and convinced a court to allow them to take the children from their parents and force them to be vaccinated.
Wow.
1991 is when that happened. Pennsylvania researchers discover glyphosate herbicide in honey and soy sauce. Researchers from Abraxas and Boston University have further confirmed that the world's most used herbicide, glyphosate, Roundup.
Thank you, Monsanto.
Yes, is widespread in food products around the globe. And they found, they tested honey, pancake, corn syrup, soy sauce, soy milk, tofu. Guess what?
Wow.
Roundup. Unbelievable.
I mean, they are just it's my least favorite company in all the world, you know. They're just poisoning the entire earth. It's
and, you know, they also spend more money than anybody else. I forget how many millions of dollars it is. I read it in the Vonnie Harry Food Babe book. They also have spent like $25 million at least in keeping the people from knowing what is in their food.
Right.
I mean, they don't want people to have to know that.
I don't know how you sleep at night if you work for them. I mean, it just blows my mind. And, you know, they're so tied to the University of Missouri.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Speaking of Missouri, did you know that there are three cities in Missouri now that are suing their own citizens?
Crazy.
This is all around the St. Louis area. But three cities, Fallon, St. Peter's, Lake St. Louis, are suing their own citizens. Are you ready for the reason? In November of last year, the citizens of St. Charles County democratically expressed their anger with the use of red light cameras in their town. 73% of those who went to the polls approved a measure to ban the red light cameras. So now the bureaucrats are going to sue the people that said we don't want red light cameras.
They're claiming the measure passed by the people is unconstitutional. What part of we the people is unconstitutional?
We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joy.
And Josh.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal standard and long-term storage products, or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
You know what life is worth. You
That's dedicated to the people in St. Charles County in Missouri. Don't give up the fight, ladies and gentlemen. Please. By the way, St. Charles County was the one where they had all the people voting for Ron Paul. And so they tried to sway the election and say that they didn't vote for Ron Paul. And they had almost a huge fight there. And these people are getting a little bit out of hand there in St. Charles County. Don't you love it? And Josh just said 73?
73% of the people passed that.
Unreal.
It is unreal. Now they're...
Unreal.
Keep it up, St. Charles.
That's right. That's right. The Chinese government issued a statement that U.S. consumers are misguided by the groundless suspicions about the jerky treats. Remember all the 3,000 dogs that died because of the pet treats coming from China? They're saying, oh, don't get so upset about that. There's no direct evidence of a correlation between the pet snacks. Just because all of the pets that ate them died, don't even consider that. So now they're wanting everybody to start buying the poisonous treats again.
And we should listen to China because they have our best interests at heart.
Oh, yeah, because China cares, yeah. Reasons to only purchase your pet food from an independent pet food store. In most of the independent pet food stores, 100% of the pet food sold are made with human edible ingredients. Food ingredients, not feed ingredients. And many will not carry a feed-grade ingredient pet food. If they won't feed it to their own pet, they won't sell it to you at the risk of losing customers. Many independent pet food stores will not carry one pet food that contains any ingredient sourced from China.
Wow.
Go to independent pet food places. I wish we had a list of store owners that are independent pet food places. I'd like to know where that is. Maybe somebody can email that to us. And the common condition that can shave 2.5 years off your pet's life, and it's being overweight. It's having a dog that is heavy, fat. It does it for people, too. Does it for people, too. We're going to be talking, as soon as the break comes, we're going to be talking to Vanni Hari at the top of the hour about things like what's in the Subway that you shouldn't be eating that's going to turn you off. She used to eat a lot of Subway.
Right.
She was a... she did a lot of traveling, and she thought that was a safe place to eat. And how many of us have done that? Well, a lot of us have done that. And so she's now going to be telling you why not to do that. But I also want to cover the story on the veterans, the president yesterday. He enacted this law, and they did this big thing about poor Clay Hunt. He committed suicide at 27 years of age, and it was horrible. It's horrible. But what, you know, isn't it amazing? You never hear a veteran's name, really, unless it's after they've died, and then they, you know, name some road for them or memorialize them in death. Never in life, they don't take care of them. But anyway... There's six things included in the bill, and I'm going to tell you, none of them means anything. None of it means anything. Annual third-party evaluations of existing mental health and suicide prevention programs run by the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs will consider their effectiveness and to make further recommendations for improvement, elimination, or consolidation. Now, what does that mean? Absolutely nothing. As of 2013, anyway, we know they commit 22 commit suicide a day. Now, they also don't tell you how many almost died but lived committing suicide, too. Then number two, they're going to have a website that will provide service members with current information about available mental health care resources. Big deal.
Shouldn't they be providing that anyway through the VA? Or?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But even if they have it, they're probably not going to be providing the care. 73% of veteran respondents said they do not believe troops and veterans get mental health they need. 73%! A loan repayment program for psychology and psychiatry students? Are you kidding me? To get them to go to the VA? Oh, my God.
More doctors
gosh.
To push drugs on these
to push drugs.
Guys.
It makes me sick. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break.